This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
You know, we've just been through Christmas, Samantha, and we talked a little bit about that last year, some of the good things that happened and some of the bad things that happened during the holiday season. But with the end of the year and start of a new year, people start making resolutions and kind of looking at taking stock of where they are and what they might do differently in the coming year. And I think it's probably appropriate for people who are involved in abuse to kind of look at their situation this time of year.
I think so, and take stock. I know a couple of weeks ago when you weren't here, I did one of the radio shows by myself, and I talked about pivotal times in my life. Both times occurred around Christmas. And actually this week, 1 week was in 1990 and one was in 96. And so this Christmas season, over the past few years, and this Christmas season has been really calm-spirited and mellow and happy. But I had choices to make to get to that point in my life. And so you and I have talked before about choices that the victim, who ultimately comes the survivor, has. And we can't control our abusers' behaviors any more than you can control a substance abuser's behaviors. And I think we need to kind of take some of the lessons from Al-Anon and Nar-Anon and apply them here with choices that women or the victims have.
For those of you who are not aware, that Al-Anon and Nar-Anon are programs involved with alcohol and narcotics abuse, and it's for the families of the abusers or the substance abusers. And one of the things that they have to learn is that they can't control the behavior of the alcoholic or the drug addict. And the only thing they control is their own behavior. And so they focus on what can they do to make their life better in view of the circumstances that they're faced with.
Exactly.
And that's sort of the situation that victims of domestic violence have to deal with also, because they can't control what happens with their abuser. They must make some choices about whether they're going to stay in that relationship or whether they're going to leave. And those choices are hard, and you know, it means a lot of taking a lot of self-responsibility as well as making choices, doesn't it?
It does. And I think of, you know, we talked about material gifts that we our shelters were getting for clients, but this is a gift that you can give yourself, and it's the gift of freedom to make choices. And it's truly the ability to recognize that you are in control of your life. And in years past, when we didn't have shelters, we didn't have laws to protect us as women within relationships, we were more trapped. I do realize that there are women who live in isolated areas or in urban areas, and they truly are literally trapped. But for those of us that do have a choice, and we can go out into the workplace or we can get to a shelter or talk to someone, there are choices, and we do have the ability to be free and safe and happy. And it's a gift you can give yourself.
But it entails some taking some stock of yourself and your situation, and you have to decide. A lot of victims must make some tough choices about whether they're going to go back into an abusive relationship because they are at least getting food, shelter, and clothing, or are they going to take responsibility and get jobs and better themselves and do for themselves what financially the abusers were doing for them in the past. And it's a hard decision for some people to make.
And it's hard work, and nobody's saying it's easy. But we do have 93 shelters, and we have 100 counties in North Carolina, and there are 93 shelters, so there are 93 programs who are willing to help you. And all of us who work in the programs, most of us have been there, done that. And we can give you the skills that you need, a formula, a recipe, so to speak. We can't do all the work for you.
There's a lot of hard work in there, but we're there to support you and be a temporary shelter for you and help you get back on the road to self-responsibility and financial independence. But the first step you have to take is probably making a phone call. So let's give them our hotline numbers in case they want to talk to someone.
Exactly. In Yancey County, the crisis line is 682-0056.
And you can call that number 24 hours a day. You can call Mitchell County, you can call Safe Place. Our 24-hour hotline is 765-4044. I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.